You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Amen. So welcome, everyone. And we welcome those of you listening and watching on the internet. So as they've said, what we do here, you do there. Amen. And we are going to pick up in Daniel chapter 3, but I really, 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 really miss my preaching buddy tonight. So Pastor Kurt is headed to the other side of the state right now, so unfortunately, I don't have him here with me tonight. But alas, it'll still be good. Trying to see if we could make sure that his schedule's free to come next week, and that would be awesome. So that we could finish this up together. Now, in the event that we don't ever get to really finish this up, you will be able to follow these teachings over that we taught regarding Daniel chapter 3 on Kurt Owen Ministries' YouTube page. We'll be publishing them. So this really came about. Y'all just bear with me for a second because this is not working. I'm trying everything right now. This started because I had written a post on Facebook about there's so many Christians using the term that we're living in uncertain times. And there's nothing about uncertain about the times that we're living in if you're a Christian, because if you're a Christian, we know the outcome. We have the solid rock on which we stand. We have a firm foundation. We're able to be sure in whom we believe, whose we are. And, you know, we are God's, but God is ours. You know, so we need to be certain of that. And then in Deuteronomy, under the curse of the law, it says that you shall have no assurance of life. Your life will hang in doubt before you. And so according to the word, we are to have surety because Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. And he became a curse for us. And then the reason why he did that is so that we could walk in the blessing. And so as we were going through, Pastor Kurt had brought up Daniel chapter 3 specifically about this, because this is a scripture that a lot of people, including Christians, will utilize to say, well, you just don't know if God's going to deliver you or not. And when they read it, they do not read it the way that English is read, because no one has a challenge with King Nebuchadnezzar saying, if you will bow down and worship, then everything's okay. If not, then I'm throwing you in the burning fiery furnace. So they do not have a problem with the if and the if not coming from the king pertaining specifically to that. But then what they do is, and let's just be honest, the reason why we do this is because we have help. We are taught this way, right? And so when we get taught wrong, we learn wrong. And when we learn wrong, we believe wrong, okay? And so that's why Minister Curtis is, you know, emphasizing even today that we are to receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save our souls. It is able to correct things that we may have learned wrong previously. And so when we look at this, over here in verse 16 and 17 and 18, so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that's the case, so if what's the case? If you throw us in the fiery furnace, If that's the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. If not what? If you decide not to throw us into the fiery furnace, right? That's what the first if was about. If you throw us in, and then even if you don't, that's what this is talking about. If not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. And so we see here that this is one of those scriptures that people use as an excuse. Oh, well, you just never know what God's going to do. But we do know what God's going to do. What we don't know is, what are you going to do? Really, that's the only thing. And when we talk about a variable or a constant, Jesus is a constant. We tend to be the variable. So we need to plug in. So let's go back to verse 1. We're going to read through Daniel chapter 3. And here it says, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits, and he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, and the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, administrators, and this is very redundant, so let's just say they all came. I'm sure that it's redundant because he's trying to emphasize who showed up. So I'm not blaming God. I'm just saying, let's skip it. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time that you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kind of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre, and in symphony, with all kind of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King to Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kind of music shall fall down and worship the gold image, and whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke to them, saying, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you're ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" Now, let me just say this. Nebuchadnezzar's memory is very short-lived, okay? Because in chapter 2, he is the king. Okay, just hit pause here for a second. We're going to come right back. But we're going to go to Daniel chapter 2 and verse 40. We're going to start in verse 46. It says, "Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel, and commanded that they should present an offering and incense to him. The king answered Daniel and said, 'Truly, your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret.' Then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and the chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. Also, Daniel petitioned the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon, but Daniel sat in the gate of the king." Okay, The next verse is chapter 3, verse 1. So who is this God that shall deliver you? Well, he's the revealer of secrets, the one that you fell prostrate before Daniel about in the last chapter. Now, I don't, in all fairness, know how much time has passed. I don't know if it's, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, but do we understand that this is the same king who fell on his face before Daniel, acknowledging that Almighty God is King of Kings, God of gods and Lord of kings, right? So he falls down before them and makes this statement. And then Daniel, because of that incident, is the reason why Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have had the promotion that they had. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, come and see Kurt Owen in person at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at the Real Life Girlfriends 2020 Annual Women's Retreat. The theme of this year's event is Run Your Race. Kurt Owen will be opening up the conference with an empowering message just for you ladies. This life-changing event is taking place on June 11th, 12th, and 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Registration is free for the first 100 women. Also, this event will be live streamed. Get your friends and have a watch party. For information on how to register for your free seat or to sign up to listen online, simply go to reallifefl.com. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Our Wednesday night services, as well as our Sunday morning services, are being held, as always, live in the church, as well as live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to reallifepsl.com and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Everyone at the church would really love it if you came by for a service. We are sure that you will have a lot of fun and that you will be enriched by the pure Word of God. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach of Kurt Owen Ministries.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost.